I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Senate Democrats want to increase the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $1. This would bring the total statewide tax to $2.98 per pack. Senate President John Cullerton pointed to polling provided by advocates of the idea, showing most Illinoisans support it.
There's one revenue raiser, the cigarette tax, and for that matter, e-cigarette taxes, where the public actually supports a tax increase. There's not very many of those. This is probably the only one.
Some critics argue this would cause Illinois to lose out on revenue by encouraging tobacco users to cross into neighboring states with lower taxes. Governor J.B. Pritzker already proposed a 32-cent hike on a pack of cigarettes. A spokesperson for the governor says he supports the steeper tax. In other news, an audit paints a damning picture of Illinois' child welfare agency. Brian Mackey has more.
The audit follows several high-profile deaths of kids the Department of Children and Family Services had been monitoring. There are a lot of bad statistics. James McIntyre with the Foster Care Alumni of America focused on the 26% of sampled cases where abuse or neglect was indicated, but there was no referral to community services.
Now, what that says in normal people talk is we left families alone. We let that kid know that their voice does not matter.
Hours after the audit was released, a group of Democrats in the Illinois House pledged to solve the problems at DCFS. Some suggested Illinois might need to move its focus away from keeping families together if it's better for the child to be taken away from parents. I'm Brian Mackey.
Governor Pritzker nixed a plan to reduce pension payment obligations next year. A letter to lawmakers from the administration reported $4.1 billion in individual and corporate income tax revenues in April. That's $1.5 billion more than projected. The letter credited the economy and federal tax law changes. It says the increase will cover an expected $1.6 billion shortfall in this year's budget, and it bumps up the projected income tax revenue for the budget year that begins July 1st. Pritzker will apply it toward the required payment to the state's woefully underfunded pensions. He originally wanted to borrow money and delay the payoff schedule by 7 years. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Graduation weekend at Southern Illinois University brings thousands of visitors to the area to celebrate with relatives and friends. 10 years ago, those celebrations almost didn't happen. WSIU's Benji Jeffords looks back at the 2009 derecho.
A large storm cell that resembled a hurricane on radar swept through the area, causing millions of dollars in damages. Some residents were without power for almost 2 weeks. The event was so powerful and rare that a new class of storm was needed to identify what is now called a super derecho. Trees, utility poles, and debris were scattered everywhere across the area, making many streets impassable. Brad Cole was the mayor of Carbondale in 2009. Cole says the city sustained around $2 million in damages and lost about 4,000 trees.
I think it was the equivalent of filling 10 arenas, of the SIU arena. That's how much material we collected.
On Saturday, Mayor Cole and staff were discussing the task of cleaning up.
And it was around the table discussion about, well, it's going to take 3 months to get cleaned up. And I said, well, we're going to do it in 3 weeks. And we actually had it done in 20 days.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
The State Fire Marshal's Office says it's investigating the cause of a weekend fire that left a volunteer firefighter dead. Cody Van Fossen died Sunday fighting the fire at a vacant two-story building that once housed a furniture store in Christopher. Fire Chief Ron Learned on Monday wouldn't give details of the fire or its cause, citing the fire marshal's investigation. But he says the 24-year-old grandson of Christopher Mayor Gary Bartolotti was a more than 8-year veteran of Christopher's fire department.